2 Samuel chapter 2. The Judah mob made David their boss. Verse 1.
After that, David asked God,
"What do I do now? Maybe I have to go back and stay at some place in Judah country."
God answered,
"Yes, go."
David asked,
"Which place?"
God said,
"To the town called Hebron."
So David went and lived in that place. His two wives went with him. Their names were Ahinoam from Jezreel and Abigail from Carmel. Abigail was the widow of that mad old man, Nabal. David's workers also went back to Judah, and they took their children with them. Some went to Hebron, other workers went to other places close by. Then the Judah tribe came together at Hebron to make David their boss. They poured olive oil on his head. That was their way of showing everybody that he was their boss.
We have not yet translated chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. The Israel mob made Ish-bosheth their boss. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8.
At that same time, Abner got up. He was Ner's son, and he used to be the boss of Saul's soldiers. He got up and went to a man called Ish-bosheth. He was one of Saul's sons. Abner took him to a place called Mahanaim and made him boss of all the other tribes of the Israel nation. So he was boss for the Gilead mob and for the Asher mob and for the Jezreel mob and for the Ephraim mob and for the Benjamin mob. Ish-bosheth was 40 years old at the time he became boss over those Israel tribes, and he was their boss for 2 years. But the Judah tribe made David their boss. David was boss for 7 years and 6 months in Hebron town.
We have not yet translated chapter 2, verse 12 to 32. It is about a fight between David's mob and the mob that wanted Saul's son to be their boss.